The time is 4:44. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. Alliant Energy and Indian Creek Nature Center are forming a long-term energy and education partnership that was announced earlier today. Joining me on the phone this afternoon is Doug Kopp, president of Alliant Energy's Iowa utility, and John Myers, executive director of Indian Creek Nature Center. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
The project is called Amazing Space, and it will highlight solar-powered sustainability. And so what? I mean, yeah, solar energy has been around for a long time. I understand, however, this is a much bigger project, and it's set to be one of the first of its kind, if not the only one of its kind, in the Midwest and maybe nationwide. So let's talk to John Myers first, director of the Indian Creek Nature Center, and tell me that you already have some solar energy projects there. This one will be much bigger.
Many people are committing to solar panels, and like you said, so what? What makes this unique? Well, at the Indian Creek Nature Center, we knew that we needed to challenge others and challenge ourselves to commit to energy independence. And so we are looking to achieve a net zero building. And what that means is we will produce 100% of our electricity on site. We will produce more energy than we use. We will be the largest building in the state to do so, and we will certainly be one of the first in the United States to achieve that status.
Doug Kopp from Alliant Energy, boy, that sounds great on paper. It sounds like a great idea, but how do you put that into play? How does that really work?
I think the way we'll see it play out is we'll do some design work, and we'll put together a package that allows us to meet John's needs at the facility there in terms of having a system large enough to cover the energy requirements. And we'll build in some unique pieces to support that, meaning we'll have solar panels, different kinds of solar panels. We'll have some battery storage there. And that design work isn't complete yet, but we'll be going through that in the next couple of months, trying to figure out how to make that system work best. And we'll attach a lot of educational opportunities to that. So we will create a website that has real-time live data that the public can go out and take a look at, and so it'll have access for all Iowans to come in and take a look at how the system is performing, and you know they can look on rainy days, cloudy days, sunny days, and see how that all will be working at the Nature Center.
Mr. Myers, that's part of your mission statement for the Nature Center in the first place.
Absolutely, and that's why this was an easy decision for us. We knew that we need to commit to sustainable energy, but this is an investment not only in sustainable energy, but in our entire building process and design. We're seeking a certification that is much beyond the baseline LEED certification right now. It's called the Living Building Challenge. We're the only nature center worldwide to go after this certification. And that's why it's so important. And a partnership like this on both education and energy production will help us lead the way in being the first in the world.
So we understand what the Nature Center gets from all of this. What does Alliant Energy get from this, Mr. Kopp?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. It's really a learning opportunity. We see some of the changes that are taking place in society and the growing interest in solar. And like you said earlier, it has been around a while. But as it grows and comes into play on our system, we need to be sure that we understand the impacts of that. And we have a chance to set up some special metering, monitor the way the system works, monitor the way the batteries support the system, test the impact on our distribution system, test the impact on voltage. And so there's a lot of really operational benefits to us to understand how, as solar energy grows, we'll have a better understanding of how to deal with that coming onto our system.
All right. Final word from you, Mr. Myers. What's the time frame on this? Obviously, nobody's working outside today on this project.
We expect to break ground in the spring of this year, have the facility fully operational by early summer of 2016, and we'll be able to put our systems live then so that the public can really see the benefits to this partnership.
John Myers, Doug Kopp, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio.